So how did Krishna use Sam, Dam, Bhed and Danda in the while as Shantiduta? Firstly, when he came in a very conciliatory mood. And he said, actually, the Kurus and Pandavas are a part of the same family. And family members are meant to live together in harmony. So there is absolutely no need for war. So the Pandavas, they have done their part. That there's a gambling match. As per the terms of the gambling match, they were exiled. And they have lived a part of the exile. So now, whatever has happened, let us end it and let us come back on track. So basically, he tried to present everything in very agreeable terms. We are relatives. There are some conflict, but there are terms of the conflict. It's settled now. Hare Krishna. Oh, okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Take care. Hare Krishna. So there is Sam, then there is Dam. There is Bhed and there is Danda. So Dam means it was that, you know, you stand to gain. But actually, if it's okay. So if you have the Pandavas, if you befriend the Pandavas, then you cannot have better allies than them. So you will not lose. You will still have your half of the kingdom and you will have the Pandavas as friends. So you stand to gain by that. And then he took that Dam part further and he said that at least give the Pandavas just 5 villages. So that is offered them. You can have practically the entire kingdom, just give 5 villages. Then Bhed part was where he said that actually if he could see that the Kuru elders especially were getting persuaded. Several others were also getting persuaded. So then he said that if it is only because of, will it be that just because of one person's obstinacy and the whole Kuru race will be destroyed? If that is going to happen, then it is much better that that person be rejected. And then Dushyasana was affected. Dushyasana said, we will reject Duryodhana. That was Bhed. And then Danda, he said that actually if the Kauravas decided to go for war, then don't think that the Pandavas are afraid of war and that's why they come after peace over here. They are competent to destroy you. Arjuna has single-handedly defeated all of you. Arjuna has gone to heavens and got celestial weapons. And on top of that, Bhima has been stoking the fire of his anger because of the dishonor of Draupadi. He is stoking that fire for 13 years now. And if that fire erupts in the Kurukshetra war, all the Kauravas will destroy. Is that what you want? So basically, that was the Danda part. So in that way, he tried everything possible to make the Kauravas see sense. Okay. Jai Krishna.